producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, folks, and I am honored to be with you today via telephone. We'll be back in studio tomorrow, myself and David Knight, co-hosting tomorrow. But I'm taking care of, again, a whole bunch of important investigations and preparations for this new year. We've now entered into a lot of big announcements coming here in just the next few weeks. We are live on this Sunday, January 4th, 2015, worldwide transmission, our second live broadcast of 2015. We were live Friday. Again, David Knight is in the studio, and you can see the free video feeds of the TV studio, the shoot, and all the video clips at Infowars.com/show. I am joining you via old tech, the telephone. There is so much to get into today. David Knight's going to have some special reports. He's going to break down live at the bottom of the hour. 2013 was the year that the surveillance state was masterminded. 2014 was the year the police state was masterminded and rolled out, I would add. Jury nullification, Stingray spying systems now being mainstream news, the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, major global takeovers, global government, the mask is coming off. And now that our journey towards totalitarianism is now becoming complete, this broadcast is almost passe in ways because it was always riveting that we were trying to prove world government was real, even though we had all the documents and statements. The media would say that we were liars. Now it's, yes, world government's real. Yes, secret torture bases are real. Yes, FEMA camps are real. Yes, cancer viruses are in the vaccines, but so what? Now they're just throwing the gauntlet down our faces, and as they get ready to devalue the currency further as the prosperity leaves, folks are going to find out why they wanted a tyranny in place to begin with. So the party is about to be over, ladies and gentlemen. As David Knight sent me a text today, I said, what are you talking about on the show? And he said, the mask is coming off. And I said, that's exactly what I want to get into. So the mask is coming off of planetary world government. We're going to be breaking that down here on this live January 4th, 2015 global transmission. Tomorrow, Dr. Busby, one of the top nuclear engineers, chemical engineers in the world, who accurately broke down what was happening at Fukushima about a year before mainstream media was forced to admit it, he's going to be joining us because there's a Ukraine radiation leak. He has scientists in his circle that are there analyzing the real isotopes. That's the same place Chernobyl happened in 86 that increased radiation in the Northern Hemisphere massively. And then, of course, he'll give us the latest on Fukushima that's still melting down and burbling out plutonium and uranium, along with a string of deadly isotopes. And just the fact that why doesn't the establishment care now that a 440-something power-producing reactors, another 300 or so research reactors, another couple hundred sub-reactors that the Russians and the U.S. have, out of, I don't know, it's got to be over 1,000 reactors total. Why are there so many accidents? Why don't they care now? Why is there this nihilistic attitude about everything, about tyranny, about you name it? And it's because the public has been put into an entertainment trance. And I want to talk about the trance and how they're controlling us coming up the next segment. Then David will get into the major global government and some of its future plans. And now that we've seen the police state, the surveillance grid, masterminded decades ago, but rolled out really in 2013 and 2014, what's going to be rolled out in 2015 as the mask comes off? And then in the second hour, David will open the phones. We will open the phones specifically, but he's in control there at the studio, specifically. specifically for what you think the next mask to come off will be. The surveillance grid, the police state, is it a bigger war? Who knows? It's all coming up today on this live transmission. Tell your friends and family to tune in right now.
For all.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nathan Iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nathan Iodine, or DNA Force, Supermeal Vitality, Superfeed, Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
America's armed forces began strikes against ISIL targets in Syria.
America!
We are fighting today, we fund it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
ISIS has grabbed up from the U.S., from the Saudis, from the Qataris, weapons by the truckload. And we are now forced to fight against our own weapons, and this body wants to throw more weapons into the mix.
Freedom is
ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this January 4th, 2015, live Sunday worldwide broadcast. I'm Alex Jones on the road doing an investigative report. We're going to be filing later in the week. David Knight will be riding shotgun there from the InfoWars.com news studios deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. He will be with us co-hosting for the 2 hours today. I'm going to give David the floor to break down an investigation he's been doing at the bottom of the hour dealing with the surveillance state mask came off in 2013 and all the NSA spying, the social conditioning, the brainwashing, the fake media. That pretty much got thrown in our face in 2013 by the social engineers worldwide. In 2014, the police state got unmasked and came out in the open. And, of course, the UN is the savior that will come and save us from all this, we're now told by CNN and others. So why are the masks being purposely ripped away right now? Well, sure, public pressure is part of it, but it's larger than that. There's been big NSA whistleblowers, larger than Edward Snowden, like William Binney and others. They didn't get a lot of attention. Why has the system decided now to go ahead and reveal all this? Well, I've been told by a lot of high-level sources on and off record, major generals, people like Dr. Steve Pachinik, that the system knows they can't hide this anymore, so they're attempting to simply throw it all in our face. David Knight's going to be breaking that down in detail coming up at the bottom of the hour. Then in the second hour today, we will be taking your phone calls about what is the next big shoot-a-drop in your view in 2015. It could be a positive shoot-a-drop. It doesn't just have to be the establishment rolling out some new global war or some new terror group they financed and turned loose. No, it could be we saw a major political realignment, the Tea Party taking over a lot of seats in the House and Senate, The Republican leadership, though, via seniority, like royalty, getting those positions and not ending Obamacare, not even trying to repeal it, not even trying to reform it, not stopping the amnesty at open borders, not stopping executive gun grabbing, gun control, not stopping Obama becoming a dictator. David Knight's going to be looking at that in great detail as well. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Before I get into what the end game goal is first, before getting into all the latest news, I want to discuss something with the listeners out there. I hope listeners realize, and I know you do, but especially for new listeners, this broadcast 20 years ago on air, on Access TV 20 years ago, starting in radio 19 years ago, was so bizarre to people that it sounded like Martian. People looked at me like I had seven heads. Now, almost everyone that I talk to agrees with much of what we say. They admit global government run by private corporations is real. They admit we're losing our basic freedoms. But they say, so what? What are you going to do about it? So it's the best of times, worst of times, as I always say, quoting one of the most famous literary minds out there ever, Charles Dickens. Sure, we've won the war. People know the Federal Reserve is a scam in private and owned by foreign families and the British royalty. Sure, people know that a lot of the vaccines have been spiked with chemicals to reduce fertility and give you cancer. That's even mainstream news. Sure, people know that, I mean, people don't trust the system. Gallup had a poll out. Again, 7% approval for Congress. People are most worried about government in America. So we've won that war with the occupational government. People know Washington's occupied. They know London's occupied. They know Paris is occupied. Berlin is occupied by these robber barons. They know that Sydney is occupied. They understand this is going on. They understand Mexico City's occupied. But then how do we go to the next level of getting people to realize we have power and can change it? Because, again, half the battle is letting people know there is an enemy and there is an agenda. The other half is, once you've shown people, it's not meant to demoralize folks. I mean, I've had congressmen on and off record, generals and movie stars tell me, yeah, I used to think you were crazy. Now it all makes sense. I was compartmentalized the whole time. It's all true. I'm just giving up. It's all no. That's I've become more sophisticated doing this 20 years. I was just trying to warn people. I didn't know it was scaring the hell out of everybody. And then when it all came true, basically, because it was already there, but new chapters came true, people then were like, whoa, oh my gosh, we're doomed. No. A secret conspiracy can only operate if it's secret. Now the Federal Reserve is private. Now people know it's private, 101 years old. Now we can set about repealing it. And I've said this many times. Ron Paul had one co-sponsor 16, 17 years ago. It passed the House a few years ago and almost passed the Senate. It passed the House again last year. We're getting close, folks. That's why they're going to pull false flags, try to get a civil war going, try to get us fighting with local police who are not the problem. That's why they're going to try to get race riots going. Because this is what globalists do throughout history. This is what colonial powers do to destabilize areas they're in control of. And now nation states once became empires and colonized areas with brute force. Now we're being colonized by mega corporations that are anti-free market, anti-competition. So that's why all this is happening. And the average brainwave has lowered. TV's been connected to neurological disorders, screen time with children. Again, all of this is mainstream news. We told you 15 years ago. That's why, even though people know bad stuff's happening, they're responding to it like spectators or like legless, armless creatures that can't fight back because no one's ever been taught how to be politically involved, how to know how things work. The globalists were stalling us while they took over all the institutions, the water districts, the energy districts, the courts. Now that they've taken over much of it, they're throwing it in our face because here's the deal. They intend in their own UN documents, Agenda 21, Cloward and Piven, the list goes on and on, to end the prosperity to socially control us. That's why they need a physical tyranny in place and a surveillance tyranny in place because now the other shoe is about to drop, and that's going to be austerity. That's going to be depression. That's going to be major control. That's going to be a gulag-style economy in their own words. So that's the next shoe to drop. I don't know if it's going to be this next year. We're already seeing the incrementalism of it. But it's very serious. So I'm begging all of you, realize that you are the resistance, you have the power, and people are never waking up like they are today. But don't take that for granted. Now people are ready to hear the truth. Tell them about InfoWars.com, about PrisonPlanet.com, about the free iPhone app, Android apps at InfoWars.com in the Listen tab. Tell folks about the free podcast. Tell them about all of our local AM and FM affiliates, and tell them to tune in at the grocery store and church, at work, at the red lights, because we're gaining new affiliates every week. We're almost 180 affiliates weekdays. The Sunday show, over 100 now, by the grace of God. We are so blessed to have this platform to talk to millions every day. If we leverage that to the next level, we could change the world. David and I, we're about to go to break. Tell us more of what's coming up today.
Well, Alex, as you mentioned earlier in the show, 2013 was really a mainstreaming, a reveal of the surveillance state. We saw that with the Snowden documents. In this last year, we've really had a mainstreaming of the militarized police state. It's no longer a conspiracy theory. We've seen it happen. And there's a convergence of those two in the Stingray program, and we can see in that how a corporate non-disclosure agreement takes precedent for the FBI over even their oath to the Constitution.
That's right. David Knight's riding shotgun. I'm via phone. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com. Stay with us. We're live.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones here, back live via telephone. David Knight in the InfoWars.com news studios with the video feeds for everybody as well at InfoWars.com/show. Everybody can find the TV feed and also the free audio feeds. Now, again, David's coming up with some special reports dealing with the next shoe to drop, the next mask to come off. But I wanted to continue just discussing what's happening culturally. As we become a society from birth to death that watches television or has about 10, 15 hours of screen time a day, it's grown from 2 hours back in the 50s to 4 hours in the 80s to more than 6 hours for the average person in 2014. We don't have numbers yet on 2015. Some young people have as many as 18 hours a day in their off time and as much as 10 hours a day when they're out of school, playing video games, watching television. This is retarding brain development. This is, you can just search screen time brain damaging toddlers. Doctors, don't give your children iPads. Steve Jobs wouldn't let his kids have iPads before he died. He said, are you kidding? Is that a joke? The system knows what they're doing. And I'm not judging anybody, okay? This stuff is hard to keep away from your kids. It's great to go on a road trip and throw it in the back seat to them. I've done it myself. But you've got to absolutely limit it or keep it away or it will take your life over. And it is brain damaging the public where you've got a bunch of spectators who cannot take action, who cannot get involved, who cannot respond, who are not living their own lives, but are being programmed by limited social engineering messages that are coming through the mainstream media and that also still dominate the Internet. Because, yes, the new media has destroyed the old dinosaur media, but most propaganda is now fed through sitcoms, dramas, entertainment, movies, cartoons. Look at these headlines on InfoWars.com. This headline's out of the London Telegraph. UK government crafts anti-terror plan to spy on toddlers. Nursery staff and schoolmasters given duty to report toddlers they suspect of becoming terrorists. Now, this is not new. It's just being expanded. In a film I made 8 years ago called Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, it sold about 200,000 DVDs on the open market. It was a hit. Had about 15 million views online for free. You can watch it on free today at YouTube. Endgame. We show the BBC articles where they say that they are surveilling babies in the womb for signs of terrorism. This is beyond thought crime. This is genetic crime. And now the state of Washington is now doing the same pre-crime, thought crime, terror crime on babies. Now, if people hear me talk about this, they think, that Alex Jones, he's wacky. No, I'm reading to you out of the London Telegraph today. We have three paragraphs snipped to save it and prove it at InfoWars.com with a full link to the full article in one of the biggest newspapers in the United Kingdom. So this is happening. Our own government with NATO funds and protects al-Qaeda, calls them ISIS, turns them loose 4 years ago to attack Syria, and now we've got to give our rights up because they're set to attack us again, our government's telling us. That's why we had that intro at the start of the show, reminding everybody that just a year ago, it was in the news that our own government was funding al-Qaeda. Now they changed the name to ISIS to confuse us. This is the overwhelming nature of things. The reason they need us to be spectators is very simple. If you believe you have any power, they can win. If if you don't believe you have power, what I'm getting at here is, if you know that you have power, they can't win. But if they can convince you that you don't have any power and that you can't affect change, you have absolutely no way to ever resist. Think about how much of this stuff is now completely out in the open. And it's being done because they've conditioned us to be spectators. They've used high-level psychological warfare systems to roll this out against the people. I talked about this for over 15 years. I was allowed in on several occasions to the University of Texas psychology department 15 years ago, making a film with another filmmaker who was just using the psychology department as a backdrop and got an authorization by some high-level people to let us into it who were secretly listeners. And that is a cover, making that film. We were able to see some of the stuff that was going on. Okay? And again, this is on record. This is happening now, but you're not allowed to ever see it because of the images. Just like human cloning's been going on at the embryonic level for more than 30 years, it's just not shown to the public, though it's admitted in dry research papers. I was allowed to see the monkeys by the hundreds strapped down with wires in their brains, testing flicker rates on televisions to put them in a suggestible state for DARPA via the University of Texas. This was going on all over the country, not just at UT. I was allowed to see DARPA programs that were restricted, not classified, to retina scan you at a distance when you're in a major store to track what you're going to buy and your eye movement of what you're reading on the packages with hidden eye scanners. Now, just this month, they announced Pizza Hut and others have eye scanners that will track you when you're reading the menu and tell you what you wanted to order before you order it. Amazon is announcing they will package and ship your package before you order it. They know what you're going to order. That's AP. We are Buck Rogers 2015. These computers now tracking us can basically read our minds. These computers can see over the horizon of mass movements and basically predict the future. So what I'm telling you folks is, you're living in an epic Buck Rogers dystopia. We can change this if people admit the master plan that's being carried out. The founder of Google, Nico Acosta, one of our great producers, 2 months ago ran in and said, it's true what you just said about Google being a AI program of DARPA. Here's the founder of Google 14 years ago saying that was their plan. Well, of course. I'm not just saying this is what I'm saying. Okay, you understand, DARPA and NASA run Google. They run Microsoft. They run it all. It's already artificially intelligent, folks. It's already able to predict the future in almost every case. Now they're creating the Internet of Things with smart dust in everything to track the real world, and they're building a world not to empower humans in the end, but to make us obsolete and bring in a planetary regime. That's why I get hysterical. And not to scare you, but to rally you out of your coma, out of your trance, to break the trance. There's 7.5 billion of us. We can change the future. We can rally humanity and build a technological system to take us to the stars and empower us, not to enslave us and make us obsolete as the elite merge with the machines. This is the emergency message in 2015. This is the next shoe to drop. They're going to roll out all the AI, the brain chips, the retina chips. It's going to start with the contact lenses. You're going to see it all the next few years. It's not 20 years out. It's a year out. It's already here. This is what I'm telling you, folks. This is why I'm so desperate. Everything else we told you about, you notice now, is mainstream news. We're telling you now what's going to start coming out in the next few years, warning you that you'll lose your soul. Your children will lose their ability to make their own decisions in life. You will lose your free will. This system is the end of humanity as we know it. Not because technology is bad, but because the engineers, the master builders, the social architects are eugenicists following a 166-year-old plan developed by the royal family of England.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com, UNVEILINGthem.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I was busy rambling and didn't hear the music, so ran over. I'm going to finish up. Alex Jones here. And hand the baton to David Knight. I'll be back co-hosting with him tomorrow. He's going to be with me 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I'll be hosting by myself throughout all of next week with the weekday broadcast, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, carried on many of these same stations. Look, all I'm getting at is I've read, no exaggeration, over 100 books written by the globalists themselves, thousands of white papers. It's all on record. We've cited them. I've made films. Planetary government has been pushed forward since the time of the Egyptians and then the Romans and others, and the time of Attila the Hun and Genghis Khan. Everybody knows about that. But the British royal family funded under Francis Galton in the 1850s, 1855, when the plan was officially launched, to bring in a planetary world government that broke up the family as we knew it, micromanaged every facet of society, used weaponized sports to distract the public, drugging of the water supply, that they would seek out and discover how genetics worked. Biometrics was invented by him in 1860. And no doubt these people are visionaries, but they're very anti-human, and they've never been able to get their plan fully in place. It's taken them a long time to develop these systems, but with the things they developed, they were able to dominate the globe to a great extent. Now they want full control, and they're going to use computers to do that. And yes, there are parallels to the Bible, Mark of the Beast, you name it. What, if you don't believe in that, that's your issue. The point is, it's manifesting in a very dark, anti-human way, just like the Bible says. And the problem is the churches are state-run now, most of them, telling you that you're going to be raptured out of it. When that's not even in the Bible, folks, the rapture comes after the tribulation. But regardless, don't you as a Christian have a responsibility to stand up against this evil and warn others now? Not just have the cop out of, praise God, I'm getting bad. I'm going to get teleported up there by Scotty up to the deck of the Enterprise, you know, up there to meet St. Michael at the pearly gates there in the transporter room. No, ladies and gentlemen, we're living on a planet in deep space. This stuff's going on. Our own species is engaged in predator activities against us. And all I'm trying to warn you and tell you is there's still enough freedom where this information can get out. Please don't take this for granted. Look into the claims we've made. Look into the facts we're saying. Find out how real this is. Realize you're being manipulated. You're being conditioned. Now, folks know that. They know there's propaganda. They know they're being lied to. But find out, you know, something's stinking under the boards of the basement. Pull up the boards, you're going to find the dead bodies buried there, okay? I've been under the boards, they're there. The people running things are bad news, but 99% of people in corporations or even government are compartmentalized, the whole system's built on that, they don't know what they're doing. We're here to decompartmentalize, and so just grasp that and get others to grasp it. Do you want to be your own man or woman? Do you want to know how the world really works? Do you want to be free? Do you want to have free will? Do you not want, as MIT reported 2 weeks ago, to have by 2025 half of newborns or half of children will have autism? That's MIT 2 weeks ago. Do you really want to be conditioned? Do you really want to be poisoned? Do you really want to have your free will taken? Do you really want to be soft-killed with binary weapons? Okay, so just know you've been warned. This is going on. I'm honored to be your host. I'm honored to be here 6 days a week. I'm honored to have folks like David Knight, who sits in maybe a day a week or so, does a fabulous job. I'm honored to have him host the nightly news with our other reporters and myself, 7 o'clock weeknights at PrisonPlanet.tv. I don't claim to have all the answers. I don't claim to be the best deliverer of information. All I know is I'm not a slave. I'm awake. I've got a soul. And I'm honored to be able to talk to all of you who I know have souls as well. And I'm honored to have a great crew of wonderful people up there like CJ and John and Nico and Wes and all of our affiliates and our sponsors and the listeners and of course the good Lord above. All right, I'm handing the baton to David Knight. David Knight, you take over and break down. The mask is coming off on the New World Order. What's behind it? David Knight.
Yes, Alex, as you were saying earlier, one of the worst things that can happen, as we see in 2013, they start revealing, mainstreaming the news about the surveillance state. Yes, it's not a tinfoil hat conspiracy theory that the government is watching you in as many ways as they can imagine, in more ways probably than you can imagine. No, we don't need tinfoil hats, and we don't need tinfoil hats to say that the police state is rising, that it's equipping ourselves. And, of course, when we revealed the massive purchases from Homeland Security back in 2012, there was a lot of pushback from the mainstream media, from the government, on those purchase orders. Yet we linked to those purchase orders. Now so much stuff has happened in the last 2 years. It's coming more and more. There's getting to be larger and larger reveals of what they're doing. We can see that it is no longer people, it's no longer us who are paranoid. We're not paranoid conspiracy theorists. What we have is a paranoid government that is criminally conspiring to violate our rights, to violate the law, and to do who knows what. We can speculate. We certainly understand where they're going to go with this. We believe we've got that story as well for you. It remains to be seen what they're going to do, but the worst thing that can happen is that we can be afraid of what we see, that we can censor ourselves, that we can bow down and accept this in some kind of a Stockholm syndrome acceptance. And there's a story that came out today that I think illustrates that really well. Out of Florida, out of Okeechobee, Florida, this is a situation where a man called the sheriff's office to come watch him spank his child because he was afraid he might get arrested for child abuse. Perhaps he was afraid the child was going to go to school and tell somebody that his daddy spanked him. We've seen that happen in many places. Yet in Florida, it is legal for parents to use corporal punishment on their children as long as they don't harm them. Now, this is a situation, this is reported from the Free State Project, also from a local affiliate there in Okeechobee. They talked to an undersheriff, Noel Steven. He says he's personally supervised about 12 spankings. Just that guy alone. The undersheriff. Maybe we ought to call him the underwear sheriff. I don't know. He says it's definitely not something we advertise we do. Even though law enforcement has been willing to help out in this situation, watching a parent discipline their child is something that's done only when a deputy has no other calls to handle. This, to me, this story is one of the worst examples of where we can go with this. This is the end game if we fall down in fear of the state, if we don't stand up to it. This is really the destruction of the family. It's a destruction of the family as an independent, separate, and in many ways, not just equal to the government, but superior to the government in many ways. The loss of the idea that our home is our castle. Now, clearly, if somebody is doing something abusive to their children, to their wife, it's no longer a family. At that point, some other organization needs to come in and intervene. But I'm talking about a family that is working where they haven't done anything wrong. The presumption is now that they are guilty, and many people have been cowed into fear about this. When we look at what's happened this last year with the revelation of the police state, and I think that was the biggest story. Certainly, we had other stories. We had stories of our government enlarging the wars, trying to pull up the Cold War yet again, and effectively doing that, getting away with that. We've had a lot of the free press pushing back against that narrative that's been sold to us by the government, by the mainstream media. We've pointed out how our government has been fostering this kind of unrest in Ukraine and elsewhere, trying to revive the Cold War, and they've been successful in doing that. Now Russia is arming itself in response to what our government has done on their doorstep. But we had success in 2013 pointing out the lies that were being fed to us by the government and the mainstream media in Syria. We stepped down that particular operation at that time. Of course, they continued to fund ISIS and then put them into Iraq, and now that situation is starting to implode. It's still an issue of education. And if you look at where the police state revelations began this year, I think it was even before Bundy Ranch, people were starting to talk about SWAT teams and how it had exploded in terms of its use, in terms of the way that they come after people. That was part of the narrative. That and the Section 1023 program, where they're giving these massive MRAPs to local police departments. People were already talking about that. And we're going to talk about what happened at the Bundy Ranch, because that was not against the police. That was against a federal bureaucracy. Or as I like to point out, a feral bureaucracy, a bureaucracy that has gone wild. Stay with us. We're going to talk about that and take your calls when we come back.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, January the 4th, 2015. I'm going to be your host for the rest of the show, and I'm going to take your calls in just a few minutes. We've been talking about the reveals, the mask coming off, and I guess 2013, the mask came off of the surveillance state. I guess we could say in 2014, the gloves came off on the police state. I think those are the two big trends that we see, and there's something where they both come together. And that is the Stingray program. And we reported on that a lot as well. And now we have a story that just broke this last week. Two senators who are demanding, one Republican, one Democrat. We've got Charles Grassley, and we have the Democrat is Patrick Leahy. They're demanding answers from the feds on cell phone tracking. This is a secret program that is a non-disclosure agreement that local police stations sign with Harris Corporation, the people who create this electronic device. And the FBI maintains that that non-disclosure agreement is more important than any court orders, more important than any trials. It's more important than the Constitution. They want the local police departments to let them know, notify them in writing. Whenever they have a FOIA request or a court request, notify them in writing so they can do something about it, and also by phone. And what they have done about this in the past is they have come to the locations where people have had a Freedom of Information request, and they have confiscated the records before they could be turned over. That is the kind of corporate alliance with a bureaucracy that we really have to fear. The mask has come off. The gloves have come off. We're going to see more of that this year with these trade agreements that the Republicans have dropped hints that they're going to push. That is also something that our elected representatives are not allowed to see, that we can't get FOIA requests on, that we can't have any transparency or sunlight shown on. Those trade agreements, one, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the other one, TAFTA, a Transatlantic Partnership, those are mechanisms not of free trade. Those are mechanisms to enact internet control, to force GMO on countries, to force medical patents on countries. But more importantly, and the most important aspect of those, are the consolidation of government and the elevation of corporations to a parity with governments. I would even say to being in a superior position to those governments. That's where I think the major trend is going to go. But before we get into the trend that happened this year in terms of the police state, they always do these reveals at the last minute. They'll always do a document dump or a data dump. And, of course, we had the NSA on Christmas Eve release 10 years, they said, of oops on the spying on American citizens, pretending that these were just minor oversights. They had only really one incident that they didn't redact, which was somebody spying on their spouse using the NSA software. They did that on Christmas Eve because they didn't want to draw any attention to it, and they didn't want to have the discussion as to why they have that power. You see, that was why we had five total NSA whistleblowers in 2001 who left the NSA, because the NSA gave themselves the software. Internally, they had developed something called ThinThread that would have prevented the government from even conducting this kind of spying domestically. That was rejected in favor of a piece of software that was produced by a third party outside of the NSA called Trailblazer. That gave them the capability. And, of course, if the government has the capability to spy on you, they will. We've known that over and over again. And we can't trust a document dump that's released on Christmas Eve to be comprehensive. Even though it's heavily redacted, there's a lot of stuff that's not even in that redacted document. Well, they did it again. Coming up to New Year's Eve, we see a document coming out where the federal government says that they lost $9.25 billion on auto rescue. They actually have now put a figure on it. And this is the final figure because they've now sold their stock, had 11.5% interest in a holding company called Ally. This was formerly known as GMAC. I think they ought to call that crony. But that was the holding company that they put these assets in. And, of course, we not only lost $9 billion of taxpayer money in these automobile bailouts, but we also gave away Chrysler to the Italian company Fiat. Then there's another one that came out. U.S. debt soars by $100 billion on the last day of 2014, hits a record $18 trillion. This is up on Infowars.com this last weekend. And, of course, they leave that until the last minute as well. They don't want you to know what the true deficit is, the fact that it soared $100 billion on the last day. Isn't that interesting? They say that under Obama, the U.S. debt has increased by 70%. It was $10.5 trillion when he took office in January of 2009. It is now over $18 trillion. Total U.S. debt has soared $98 billion, they say, in just one day, according to the federal government. And then finally, this last metric, up on Infowars.com, $14 million an hour for the last 13 years. That's the cost of the war on terror. Now, 95% of that money went to projects related to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But think about that for a second. $14 million an hour and doing that for 13 years. That massive amount of money that we've spent, and it's not really the war on terror. It's not comprehensive because we've spent more money than that with Homeland Security and local law enforcement. But just those two wars, they have spent $14 million an hour for 13 years. And listen to this subline here. Only 1% of the funds have been directed towards medical care for veterans. Only 1% of that. You think they have your back? I don't think so. And I want to tell the police that they don't have your back either. The way this is going to work out, we can see these reveals getting larger and larger, coming more and more quickly because they're driven by technology. And, of course, we've all seen throughout our lifetime, throughout the last several decades, how technology is accelerating. The change and the pace is accelerating. Let me tell the police officers out there that you are going to not be necessary for the future. You won't be necessary for the revenue generation, and you won't be able to use any kind of judgment to enforce the Constitution. If you don't take that opportunity now, you're going to lose it. One of the trends that has happened in this last year, of course, has been the rapid move towards automated cars. There's been a lot of quiet technological development that's been going on for several years. It was 7 years ago that Top Gear showed a car that could go around their racetrack, learning it once and then going around as fast as the car could drive, faster than a human could drive it. They've been working on these kinds of developments for a very long time. Last year, they rolled back legal restrictions that would keep Google and others from using self-driving cars on the highway. Now, why is that important? A lot of people would love to just get in their car and not have to drive. They could just sit there and play with Facebook and play with Twitter and just stare at their cell phone because that's what they want to do all the time anyway. So what's wrong with having a lot of people are going to celebrate the fact that they no longer have to drive their car? The problem with it is just like the government control of the Internet. When the government controls transportation, that's one more domino that gives them total control over society. That is what is so dangerous about it. And we've already seen elements of this starting to be enacted. We see carrots as well as sticks are being put in. We see the sticks here in Austin. This week, beginning on January the 1st, of course, now Austin is joining many locations that are not going to allow you to talk on your cell phone or text on your cell phone, but they're going much further with their definition of distracted driving. Talking about how you can't adjust the volume on your radio. Don't touch that dial. That's a $500 fine in Austin. Or maybe if they apply that definition of distracted driving to their ordinance. Now, they also define distracted driving as talking to somebody in your car. When they're able to do that and make that stick, when they're able to watch the speed at which you're driving using computer, when they're able to control where you go, when you go, when, as the Uber CEO said, private ownership of automobiles go away, they will have complete control of your movement. That is something to be feared, and that is something that they're coming at very quickly. But I want to say to the police, when we look at this show, the slowdown that happened in New York, there's an article that went up on The Atlantic, The Benefits of Fewer New York Police Department Arrests. And they pointed out that the decline was a conscious slowdown by the New York police force to protest City Hall's perceived lack of support. There's this fight going back and forth between the mayor and the police unions and the police chief. They feel like he's stabbing them in the back. And what this reveals, and we're going to talk about this when we come back, what this reveals is really the true nature of the work that they're performing for the government. And clearly they know this. There was an expose 4 years ago by Adrian Schoolcraft, a police officer who really wanted to do legitimate police work and not just be a tax collector enforcer for City Hall. And he exposed the actions that were happening at that time, the quota system, what was going on. We're going to talk about that. We're going to take your calls when we come back. That number on Sunday is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.